Good morning. Welcome to all those that are with us for the Shir in Likutei Halachos. We dedicate to Shir. Today we have some very significant yard sites. Today is the yard site of the mother of my rabbi, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avrocha, Chana Perel Bas Rebar Yaleib. And today is also the yard site of my niece, Chino Rochel Bas Reb Chaim Menachem. And in addition, it's the yard site of the mother of our friend from Miami, Ronald Mandel, whose mother's name is Devorah Bas Yecheskel. So we dedicate the Shir Lili Nishmasam, and also for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it. Rav Nosson Zal says, Umachma Shebarosh Hashanah Maschilen Lasik B'tikun Zeh, because of the fact that on Rosh Hashanah is when we begin this tikun of drawing down new Torah into the world and being zoche to get Eretz Yisrael and everything related to it, al kein oz ikar ho avoda vayegia. That's why that's the time when there's one of the main times of putting in tremendous effort into this. Va'oz ikar hakibutz elat tzadik. And that's one of the most important, or the most important time of people gathering together to the tzaddik. Ki kol hascholois koshois. Because we know that all beginnings are difficult. People that learn physics know that when you have something that's in motion, it's moving, to keep it moving takes much less energy than when you have to change the state of something. Something that's in a state of inertia, it's standing still, and you want to get it to start moving, that takes much more energy. So when it comes to a haschala, a new beginning, the Torah tells us that that's difficult. And Rosh Hashanah is a time of a new beginning. Va'oz tzrichin yegir gedoyla ad shepoyschin es habe'er lahamshich misham meimei ha'Torah. And therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, we need major effort in order to open up the well from which we're going to draw the waters of Torah. We made reference to this in the previous year. We spoke about the wells that were dug by Avraham, by Yitzchak, that those wells refer to spiritual wells also, from which we're trying to draw the waters of Torah. V'alkein tzrichin oz lehiskabetz yachad etz latzadik. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah especially, we need to gather together to the tzaddik, ulaharbois berachamim v'tachnunim, and to pour out a lot of prayers, but again, prayers specifically in the channel of pleading with Hashem, rachamim v'tachnunim, v'liskoya b'shoifar, and to blow the shoifar, which we spoke about previously, like at Matan Torah, v'kama tikunim sho'isnos, and many other tikkunim that we do on Rosh Hashanah, ba'amiras malchiyos v'zechroinos v'shoifar, especially as we go through the three sections in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, which we explained previously in this halacha. Hakoil, all of this is focusing on two things. Number one, kedei lahaschil liftoyach habe'er, to start opening up that well from which we're going to draw, kedei lahamshich meimei ha'Torah, from which we're going to draw waters of Torah. And number two, kedei lizkoi salidei zeh l'Eretz Yisrael, and that by doing this, we will be zeche to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael and all the benefits of Eretz Yisrael. Aval achar Rosh Hashanah, oz benokel mamshichen b'chol yoyim b'chinas moichem. However, once we've accomplished what we needed to accomplish on Rosh Hashanah, then it becomes easier throughout the rest of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's easier to continue to draw each and every single one of those days new seichel, haynu chidushim, new revelations of Torah, hanimshochem mehaber anal, which we're drawing from that well that was opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Shalidei zeh nivne b'chol yoyim b'chinas kedusha Aseres Yisrael b'yoyser. And through this, by drawing these wellsprings of Torah, by this we're building up the holiness of Eretz Yisrael more and more. Sheze bechinas kol ha'eser kedushos, shemamshichem bechol aseres yimei tshuva. This explains the Gemara that says that Eretz Yisrael has 10 levels of holiness in it, which correspond to the 10 days of tshuva. Ad shebiyom HaKippurim nichnosen lebeis kodesh kadoshim, to the point where on the 10th day, the Kohen Gadol enters into the Holy of Holies, Shehu Kedusho Ho'asirus Ha'Elyona. That's the 10th level. That's the highest level of holiness in the world. V'oz nistaknin kol anefashos. And that's when all the Jewish souls are completely repaired. Ki oz hu Yom HaKippurim, because that's on Yom Kippur, shemoichalin kol avoinoseim, when all of our sins are forgiven. V'alkein oz nimsheches ha-toyra b'shefa gadol. And this is why on Yom Kippur, we receive a major flow of Torah, b'bechinas, as it says in Tehillim, posach tzur v'yazufu mayim. The rock opened up, and the waters flowed from the rock, the well. V'ze b'chinas haluchos shenitnu b'yom HaKippurim. And now we understand why the second luchos were given to the Jews on Yom Kippur. Remember the first luchos, originally the Torah was given on Shavuos. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days with the hope of bringing down the luchos and the whole Torah Shebal Peh. But unfortunately, he came down on Shivos or B'Tamuz, and he saw the people involved in the golden calf, and he smashed those luchos, those first luchos. Then he went back up to heaven on the 18th of Tammuz for 40 days to pray to Hashem for forgiveness, came back down on Rosh Chodesh Elul without an answer. He had not been given a positive answer yet. Went back up Rosh Chodesh Elul for another 40 days, came down on Yom Kippur with a new set of luchos, and a complete pardon that Hashem said, Solachti kidvorecha. So on Yom Kippur is just like on Shavuos we receive the Torah, on Yom Kippur we receive a major flow of Torah in the form of these second luchos. Ki oz mamshichin haTorah b'shefa gadol. Because on Yom Kippur we draw Torah onto ourselves in a big flow. Shaydeze zoichin lekedusho ha'elyona shel Eretz Yisrael, which enables us to receive that high-level holiness of Eretz Yisrael, Shehu Kodesh HaKadosh, the highest level of holiness of Eretz Yisrael, Shehu Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Holy of Holies. Ki bebeis Kodesh Kadoshim, shom hu mekoyer hamayon shel be'er ha-toyra. Because in the Holy of Holies, in the Beis HaMikdosh, in Eretz Yisrael, is found the Oroin, the tablets, which is the source from which the Be'er, the well of Torah, receives its Torah. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says in the prophet Yoel, Umayon mibeis Hashem yetze. The spring, the spring of water comes forth from the house of Hashem, from the Beis HaMikdosh. Where in the Beis HaMikdosh? Dehainu mibeis kodshei kodoshim. From the Holy of Holies. Kemoi shom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara tells us. Any questions, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What should we be thinking of to be zochet to Eretz Yisrael? What aspect of Eretz Yisrael?
All aspects of Eretz Yisrael, from top to bottom. The Chochma of Eretz Yisrael, we mentioned this before, that the Torah describes Eretz Yisrael, Avira d'Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the air gives us Chochma. Eretz Yisrael is Emuna, Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna, live in the land and be nourished with Emuna, and everything in between. No, it's Eretz Yisrael is the place on earth from which holiness, from which the divine spirit of Hashem radiates. And all blessings, anything we need spiritually, that's the address.
It says in the Shurash of the Gulim of the Torah, it says, Ish kemetnat yadon, in the Machzor. So some get the Harav Chidushim in Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah isn't the Shurash of the Gulim from the Torah. Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. So now we learned in the Kutel Echot that in Rosh Hashanah there is a lot of flow of Chidushim.
Exactly. Meaning that although we find in the Torah that it speaks about coming to the Beis HaMikdash, especially for the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, that's a major connection. Rav Nosson Zal here is showing us that Rosh Hashanah is a major time of coming to the Tzaddik, who is also like the Beis HaMikdash. The Vilna Goyen writes that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the place of Hashra HaShchina was the Beis HaMikdash. Today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash in physical form. The place is the Tzaddik. There's a pasuk, Tzaddikim Yirshu Eretz. Tzaddikim inherit the land. That the place of the Tzaddik is an aspect of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael.
Do we find that on Yom Kippur we celebrate the Kabbalah Sattar?
Question, do we find on Yom Kippur that we're celebrating this receiving the Torah? I'm pretty sure that it's in some of the piyutim that we say on Yom Kippur. It's very possible that it's there. But again, we have Kriyas HaTorah twice on Yom Kippur. We read the Torah in the morning. We read the Torah again at Mincha. Major, major connection to the Torah also, for sure. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a major discussion about Sukkos, which follows Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Paragraph Yud, V'ze b'china Sukkos sho'osim achar Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. Ki achshav b'Sukkos anu zeichen lichboi Sheretz Yisrael. Because now that we've completed Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of Tshuva through Yom Kippur, now on Sukkos we're ready to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah v'Aseres Yemei Tshuva Yom HaKippurim al yidei Torah shehem shachnu az al yidei Tshuva u'tfila al yidei ze nivne v'nizgale b'chinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, through the Torah which we drew upon ourselves from our prayers and from the tshuva that we've done, this has built up and revealed the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. V'achshav, and now on Sukkos, anu tzrichen lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael, we're ready to enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh oiskim b'sukkos, and this is one of the primary things we're involved in Sukkos, Lilchoim im hamoinim, to do battle against the obstacles that try to block us from getting into Eretz Yisrael. Sheheim moitziei dibas ha'oretz ra. An example of this is the Meraglim, the spies who spoke evil against Eretz Yisrael, trying to dissuade the Jews from going to Eretz Yisrael. Kedei liskois lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael, in order to give us the privilege of entering into Eretz Yisrael. Shehi bechinas malchus. Eretz Yisrael is synonymous with malchus, as we've discussed in the past shiurim here. When? Biyoim shmini atzeres. At the conclusion of Sukkos, which is the holiday of shmini atzeres, she'oz ikar shleimus hamalchus. That's when the malchus achieves its real completion. Shezeichen leyached bechinas malchus im doido. The Arizal explains that it's on Shmini Atzeres that there is the climax, the completion of everything we started from Rosh Hashanah of trying to build up the malchus to get it to a level where it's ready to unite with its beloved, meaning with Kudshei Baruch Hu, with Hashem. Shezeh bechina shleimus kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And that also means the completion of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, shehi bechinas malchus. Again, Rav Nosson Zal is paralleling the Arizal. The Arizal explains in Kabbalistic terms what's taking place from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres, that it's all about the tikkun hamalchus, and in order to be mesakin hamalchus, first we have to slice it apart from Zeranpin, because they're in a state of back-to-back, and enable them to prepare, and then build up the Malchus. There's a major, major job of building up the Malchus to prepare her for the union, the final union with Zeranpin, which is going to take place on Shmini Atzeres. Rav Nosson Zal is substituting the term Eretz Yisrael for the Malchus, and showing us how we're building, we're getting to a level of trying to achieve a shleimus of the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael by Klal Yisrael being able to enter into it in its completed state. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into this now much clearer. Ki sukkah hi bechinas haderech l'Eretz Yisrael. Because the mitzvah of sukkah represents the path leading to Eretz Yisrael. Ki sukkah hi bechinas anane kovoid. Because the Gemara tells us that one of the reasons why we celebrate the holiday of Sukkos and why we sit in the Sukkah for 7 days is because of these seven miracle clouds that accompanied us and carved out the path for us to get to Eretz Yisrael, these miracle clouds. Heim bechinas haderech l'Eretz Yisrael. Those clouds represented the path leading to Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosuv, as it says clearly in the Torah, v'Hashem hoylech lifneihem yoimam ba'amudonon l'anchoisam haderech, that Hashem went before us. As we were traveling in the desert towards Eretz Yisrael, Hashem went before us to clear a path. How? In what form? Be'amudanon, in the form of a cloud. V'chol haderech shel Yisrael, sheholchu az, hakol hoyo leilech l'Eretz Yisrael. And all of our travels in those 40 years traveling through the desert was all about getting to Eretz Yisrael. That was the main goal in leaving Egypt, for Hashem to give us the promised land, the Hainu Eretz Yisrael, as is mentioned many times in the Torah. And that's the concept of the sukkah, which was these clouds, these miracle clouds, shehayu moylichen es Yisrael baderech hanochon, which led the Jews on the right path, kidei lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael, to get to Eretz Yisrael. Ki hu anonim hayu meyashrim lemaderech, because the Medrash tells us, and the Gemara tells us, that these miracle clouds would straighten out the path for the Jews. When there was a mountain, these miracle clouds would flatten it. When there was a valley, these miracle clouds would raise the valley so that we had an easier walk. And these miracle clouds would also kill the snakes and scorpions that were in the wilderness that the Jews were traveling through. And they also helped to subdue our worst enemy, which is Amalek. To render Amalek powerless, unable to come and attack us and do battle against us, because of these protective clouds. Kimuvan bepirush Rashi al posuk vayishma haknani melech harod, as Rashi explains clearly on this posuk, that the nation of Knani, the king of Arod, heard. What did he hear? Shoma shenistalku anani akovoid. They heard that Aaron HaKohen had passed away, in whose merit we had these miracle clouds, so the clouds left temporarily, so now the Jews are vulnerable. And that's why Amalek wanted to come to attack. Shekol ze hu bechinas hamoinim sheyesh bederech halicho shoich l'Eretz Yisrael. All of this, the snakes and the scorpions and the mountains and Amalek, all are examples of the obstacles that are trying to block the Jewish nation from getting to Eretz Yisrael. She'elu hamoinim heim bechinas nechoshim v'akrabim. These obstacles are referred to as snakes and scorpions, bechinas Amalek, shemachnien oisam al yidei anani akovoy. And the way that we subdue them is through these holy clouds, shezeh b'chinas sukkah, which is the mitzvah of sukkah. That's what the mitzvah of sukkah is all about. So we see that the holiday of sukkahs and the mitzvah of sukkah are playing an important role in helping us get to Eretz Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, paragraph Yud Aleph, v'zeh b'chinas arbo aminim shenoitlam b'sukkahs. And this also explains the Dalet Minim, the four species, the Lulav, Esrig, Hadassim, and Arovois, which we take on Sukkos. Shehein Bechinas Monokrova, which the Zohar HaKadosh calls weapons, our battle weapons. Kama Shekosu B'Zohar HaKadosh. In the Tikkuni Zohar, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Man Notzach, who is victorious? The one who's holding his weapons in his hands. We mentioned this in the past, that when there's a battle, when there's a war, when you see the guys coming back holding their weapons, you know that they won. Because the ones who lost the war would not be holding their weapons. Their weapons were taken away from them. So on Sukkos, when we hold our rifle, the lulav and the hadas maroves and the esroi, we're showing that we're confident that through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we won. That all our prosecutors, all the sins, all erased, removed. And that Hashem is going to bless us with a good year. Ze bechinas ma shekosef shom ba toiranal. This is tied into what Rabbi Nachman, what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 20 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, shalidei chidushei Torah shemamshichem, that through the new flow of Torah that we draw from Hashem, aidei ze mekablin malochim hanivroim me'elo achidushei Torah, he mekablim koyach me'edoim, shememuna al cherev, if you look over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 20, over there in paragraph 10 and so on and so forth, Rabbeinu Zal explains that through this new Torah that comes down, the letters of the Torah are angels, heavenly angels. And these angels are going to help us get to Eretz Yisrael. How? They're going to take from the nation of Edom. The nation of Edom is the ones who were given the sword. Yitzchak Avinu said, Al Char B'Chotichya. These angels are going to take the sword from Edom and use that to cut, to slice away all the enemies and obstacles that want to block us from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Either by actually killing them, slaughtering them, Oy B'Bchina Cheres. Or sometimes, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likutei Moran, sometimes the words of the Torah that we brought isn't powerful enough to slaughter, to take a sword from Edom. So sometimes we get a weaker level of success against these obstacles. Kifi hachidushei Torah, based on the quantity and quality of new Torah, kifi revois hakidusha, which is based on how much holiness we generated, alidei riboy hanefoshos, which is based on how many people are present when the tzaddik is trying to bring down these new revelations of Torah. When we learned previously, he attaches himself to all the souls that are present, and depending on how many people are present, that will define how much kedusha is generated to be able to bring down powerful Torah. Veze bechinas arbo minim. And this is tied into these four species that we use on Sukkos. Shehem bechinas mana krova. These are weapons. Hainu bechinas hakoyach shemekablem me'edoim. They represent these weapons, this power that we take from the nation of Edoim. Shememuna ala cherev, who is appointed over the sword. Shemekablem koyach mimenu, we take power from Edom lahachnia hamoinim Eretz Yisrael, in order to subdue these obstacles that want to block us from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Sheze bechinas arbo aminim shem mona krova, shebohem onu loichamim esoyvenu. These dalet minim are our weapons, which we're using to do battle against our enemies. And we defeat all the obstacles that want to block us from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Shehi bechinas sukkah. Eretz Yisrael is referred to sometimes as the sukkah. Bechinas sukkas sholem. We know that the Beis Hamikdash is called sukkas sholem. Kama shekosev, as it says in Tehillim. And here in my Likutei Halachos, it has a printer's mistake somehow. It says Tehillim Mem Gimel. It's not Mem. I believe it's chapter 73 in Tehillim. Chapter 73, Pasuk Gimel. Vayhi b'sholem sukkoi. Again, referring to the Beis Hamikdosh in Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimshach miYerushalayim uBeis Hamikdosh. Because the holiness of Eretz Yisrael draws its main holiness from Yerushalayim, from the Beis Hamikdash, Shenikroim Sukkas Sholem. Both Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash are referred to as this Sukkas Sholem. V'zeh shekosu b'zoyer HaKadosh, sheharbo minim moirin she'anu nitzachnu hamelchama b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. The Zohar HaKadosh says that by taking these four species and by walking with them through the streets, going to shul, coming back from shul, we're showing that we're confident that we won the battle. Barash Hashanah, V'Yom Kippur, Kamei Shekosev, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Man Notzach, who is victorious? Man Da'ochet Manei Krova B'Yodoi, the one who holds his weapons in his hands. Ki ikar nitzachin hamilchama hu barash Hashana. Because the main victory and success in this battle takes place on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz maschilin lahamshech haTorah bekibbutz. That's when we start drawing down this new Torah through that large gathering of people that's gathering to the tzaddik. Or even those people who are not tzichah to go to a tzaddik, but again, it's the largest gathering of people going to shul. Any of at all the times in the year, the largest number of people usually are coming on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Ukefi haTorah shemamshichin oz, and based on the quantity and quality of Torah, Chidushei Torah, that we draw down through all of our avodah on Rosh Hashanah, Kein menatzchen hamilchama lovoy l'Eretz Yisrael. That's going to define our success in getting to Eretz Yisrael. Ki kefi haTorah, because based on the quantity and quality of Torah, kemoy kein mekablim hamalochim koyach me'edoim, that's going to define how much power the angels have that are created by each letter of Torah to draw power from Edoim, lahachnia hamoinim Eretz Yisrael b'char b'ktola, to be able to eliminate all the obstacles that are blocking our path from getting to Eretz Yisrael by using the sword to kill. V'alkein, and therefore, kishonu zoichen besukas litol harbo aminim, shehem b'chinas kleizayin monei krova, when we are zoichen sukas to acquire these dalet minim, which are weapons, boze onu moirim, through this we show shenitzachnu hamelchama b'Rosh Hashanah, that we believe that we were successful in winning the battle on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is our day in court, when all prosecuting angels show up and all defending angels, and there's a major battle going on there between them. Shezochinu was lahamshech Torah ketikunoi kanal, that we believe that by coming to the tzaddik, by coming to shul, we've been zeicha to draw Torah properly. Shaydezeh zochinu lamane krova lenatzeuch lachni amani meretz Yisrael, which enables us to receive those weapons that we need to succeed in defeating all the obstacles that block from Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar nitzochon hamilchama hu lovoy l'Eretz Yisrael kanal. Because when we talk about the Jewish people winning the war, the real winning of the war for Klal Yisrael is being zoicha to get to Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, I think we mentioned this in the beginning of this halacha, that when Rabbeinu Zal said that shir, that Torah in Likutei Moran, chapter 20, he said that until a person is zoicha to get to Eretz Yisrael, they can't praise themselves. Rabbeinu Zal quoted the pasuk, Al Yishalel Choyger Kemafteach. The one who's first putting on his battle gear can't pride himself like the one who's taking off his battle gear, meaning he finished the battle, he won. He won already. And Rabbeinu Zal said that the battle, the real battle is to get to Eretz Yisrael. And it's when a person has been zoicha to get to Eretz Yisrael, that's the real nitzochon. That's the real victory. All the way at the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran, he quotes the Zohar Kodesh, Be'ilein ishtakach gibar takif. In this, through this is defined the strength, the powerful strength. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, Hainu kishebo lebechinas Eretz Yisrael. When the person arrives at what Eretz Yisrael represents, Azai nikro gibor takif, then he's called powerful. Ki koidem shebo lebechinas Eretz Yisrael, because before a person arrives at Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk says, Al yishalel choger kemafteach. Don't pride yourself yet. You're still going out to battle. Avol acharkach kishenoitzeach. But when the person is successful, victorious, oz nikro ish melchama. Then he's a real warrior. Then he's a successful warrior. V'alkein ikar harbo minim hu ha'esroig. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand why, in many ways, the most important one, the most expensive one usually, and the one that has the most delicate laws, is the Esroig, Shehu Bechinas Malchus, Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. The Sifrei Kabbalah explained to us that the Dalet Minim, the four species, correspond to the four letters of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And the Esrog corresponds to that last hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which represents the Malchus, the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, Bechinas Eretz Yisroel, which represents Eretz Yisroel. V'halulav uminov heim Bechinas Klei Zayin, whereas so the Esrog represents the Malchus, Eretz Yisroel. The lulav and the hadasim and aravos represent the weapons shebohem machniim hamoinim, which we use to eliminate the obstacles. Vezoichen lovoy l'Eretz Yisrael, and vezoichen to achieve Eretz Yisrael, to get to Eretz Yisrael, shehi bechinas ho esroig, which is compared to the esroig shehu bechinas, which the Zohar Kodesh says that it's about the esroig that the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim. Kulach yofo rayosi umum ein boch. You are completely beautiful, my beloved. 100% and with no blemish in you. That's referring to the Esrog, where we look, we examine the Esrog to see, does it have any spots? Is it missing anything? That represents the Shekhinah, the Malchus, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas, Isho Yiras Hashem. This represents the divine woman, Kaviyochel, the Shechina, which is called Isha Yiras Hashem, Bechinas Eretz Yisroel. V'alkein Sorech Sheyieh Ho Esroig Noki B'loi Shumum. And this is why the Esroig must be clean, completely clean, without any spots on it, without any blemishes on it. V'chisorein, or not lacking anything, no missing. B'bechinas Umum Ein Boch, as the Shechina is described in Shir Hashirim, that it has nothing lacking from it. Hainu ki onu tzrichen lahachnia ulevaer kol moitzie di bohoretz ro, meaning that we, the Jewish people, have to see to it to defeat all those who are speaking against Eretz Yisrael. Shehem meitilim chas v'shalom mum upegam b'Eretz Yisrael. Those trying to place a blemish on Eretz Yisrael, to put stains on Eretz Yisrael, to make us think that it's no good, it's far from perfect. Shehi bechinas esroig, and again, Eretz Yisrael corresponds to the esroig. Vaydezeh she'anu noitlin esroig mehudar belishum mum v'chisaron. And by us going out and searching for and buying a beautiful esroig that has no blemishes on it and nothing missing, through this, we're also revealing the beauty, the incredible beauty of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, Shehi Bechinas Esroig, which is compared to the Esroig, Beli Shum Mum V'Chisorim, that Eretz Yisrael isn't lacking in anything. Bechinas, as it says clearly in the Torah, when Hashem tells the Jewish people about giving us this wonderful land, the Torah says, Loisech sar koil bo, that you want to know what Eretz Yisrael is? It's a place where nothing is lacking. You don't have to go to America, you don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael has everything. All the blessings, anything good in this world, you can acquire in Eretz Yisrael. Because we've defeated all those who are speaking against Eretz Yisrael, v'nizbatlin kol hamumen v'achesroinois sheroitzim lahatl b'Eretz Yisrael chashom, and we've eliminated all the blemishes and all the deficiencies that they've tried to impose on Eretz Yisrael. They've tried to tell us that Eretz Yisrael is no good, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that, it has these problems. And again, our avoida, all of our avoida here, is building up Eretz Yisrael for us to get to a realization that Eretz Yisrael is perfect. Obviously, again, Eretz Yisrael is perfect. Right now, it might not be in a perfect state because we're not perfect, because we haven't completed all the tikkunim we need to do. But Eretz Yisrael, in what it represents, Eretz Yisrael represents the divine spirit of Hashem, the Shekhinah, which is Kulach Yofo Rayosi Umum Ein Boch. A question was raised in the chat if we could explain each one of the obstacles that was mentioned before, the snakes and the scorpions and the mountains and the valleys and Amalek. We know that each one of these things is mentioned in the Torah in many places. The snake, the original snake, represented bad advice. giving people the wrong advice, convincing Adam and Chava not to listen to Hashem, convincing them that what Hashem said is not true, or maybe you didn't hear it. They said, Hashem said that if we eat from this tree, we're going to die. No, you're not going to. And Chava mistakenly added the words that Hashem said not to touch the tree. So it's brought that the snake pushed Chava into the tree. She touched it. He said, look, you touched it, nothing happens. So eating it also, nothing's going to happen. So snakes represent bad advice. An akrav, it's brought in the Sifrei Gemara, that akrav is the female aspect of the snake. Everything in this world has a bechina of zohar, male and female. A scorpion is even worse than a snake in certain ways. Just like the Gemara says, Eshes Amoretz is worse than the Amoretz himself in many ways. And the mountains and valleys also represent the difficulty, the climbing that a person, the aliyas and yeridos that a person experiences when they're trying to get to the Kedusha. Rabbeinu Zal tells us whenever a person wants to try to get close to Hashem, they're going to experience ups and downs. And those are these mountains and valleys. And again, these are things that that present difficulties to the person. These could be interpretations of what these things represent.
Is there any connection to this week's parasha? It seems insane. It says that he sent Malachim to Esau, which is Adam. He's on the way of going to Israel.
Very interesting. Someone just pointed out that today is Sunday morning. Yesterday on Shabbos, we read Parshas Vayetze and Parshas Vayishlach. And Mincha on Shabbos, we started reading Parshas Vayishlach, where it speaks about Yaakov Avinu sending malochim, angels, to Esav with a peace offering, etc. And this is on Yaakov Avinu's path going to Eretz Yisrael. He's hoping to end up in Eretz Yisrael. He has to go first to Lavan, to acquire his wives, to make whatever tikkunim needs there. But again, this is on the trip to Eretz Yisrael. It would seem that this also definitely is similar in concept.
Rav Nosson, Eretz Yisrael is both a geography, and as Rabbeinu Zal says, the houses and the stones and rocks, and it's also a conceptual das thing as well.
Correct.
So how can a person access the Eretz Yisrael, if they're living in Chutz La'aretz, can they still access the spiritual aspect? Because the people of Eretz Yisrael, because the people that are living here, that are already there, even though they have the geography. How do we put that together?
The answer is, when we're talking about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah tells us that when it comes to tefillah, people everywhere in the world have to face Eretz Yisrael. V'hispalalu eilecha derech artzon. And the people living in Eretz Yisrael face Yerushalayim. The people in Yerushalayim face the Beis HaMikdash. So all eyes of Klal Yisrael all over the world are turned towards Eretz Yisrael. That's one of the connections. Another connection is the study of Torah. The Torah is full of Eretz Yisrael. The deep connection between the Torah and Eretz Yisrael. And when we eat, especially when we eat the most important fruit, bread, hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, when we say ha'aretz, ha'aretz usually refers to Eretz Yisrael. And we saw before that especially in Birchas HaMozoin, al ha'aretz v'al ha'mozoin, v'yochalto v'savoto uveirachto es Hashem alekecho al ha'aretz. All of these mitzvahs, all of these aspects of Torah and Yiddishkeit are reminders, and these are wires connecting us to Eretz Yisrael. The more conscious a person is of this, the more they're making a better connection. And another incredible way is the tztaka to Eretz Yisrael. Again, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch speak about this, that tztaka is always a very significant, important mitzvah, but there are levels in tztaka. And one of the unique differences that makes tztaka on a higher level is the tztaka of Eretz Yisrael versus the tztaka of Chutz La'aretz. These are all ways that a person is connecting to Eretz Yisrael.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
It's very surprising near the beginning of Ois Yud Aleph, it says the angels receive from the Chidushi Torah and they get the power from Edom. And Edom is responsible for the sword to punish the evildoers. We've only been punished by Edom the last 2,000 years. Now it's interesting here that Edom has a new tikkun.
Yes, the Chidushe Torah are what create those angels. The Torah being brought down, the letters of the Torah are malachim. That's how Rabbeinu Zal defines them over there in Likutei Moran. And again, because of the fact that Hashem made it clear through Yitzchak Avinu that al charbecha sichya, that the sword is by Edom, it's by them. Even these angels have to go to them to try to get the sword. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that this is why on the way to Eretz Yisrael, the Jews had to go to the land of Edom, and Moshe Rabbeinu sent angels to Edom to ask for permission to go through their land, meaning to be able to go through their land and to take what we need to take from them. And Edom refused permission, and Edom said, "Don't you dare, and if you do, we'll come out against you with our sword." And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likut Imran that this shows that sometimes when the Torah isn't powerful enough, because again, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't speak to the rock. He hit the rock. And he wasn't mekasher himself, you know, with all the neshamas the way he should have at that time. Then we can't get the sword from Edom. We don't have that power. And at best, we can only weaken the obstacles to a degree. That's why after Edom, we still encountered Sichon and Oeg. And there was a major battle there. Baruch Hashem, we were zecher to win. But in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were not able to get to Eretz Yisrael. And the whole Dor HaMidbar were not able. They ended up dying out in the Midbar. It was only their children, their descendants, that were able to go into Eretz Yisrael.
Thank you.
Sure. The next paragraph will start paragraph Yud Beis. V'zeh b'chinas halulav, shehu ikar hamarames al b'chinas klei zayin sho'eches hatzadik. Rav Nosson Zal now focuses on the lulav, and he says the lulav represents the main weapon that the tzaddik is holding to do battle. Ki lulav hu bechinas tzaddik katomor yifroch. Because the lulav is associated with the tzaddik. There's a pasuk that the tzaddik will blossom forth like a date palm from which we take the lulav. The tzaddik man de notar bris. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the most accurate definition of the word tzaddik applies to shmiras habris specifically. A person who is pure in the relationship between men and women and everything pertaining to that. The different tzaddikim. Avraham is called Avram Avinu. Dovid HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yosef is called Yosef HaTzaddik because of the outstanding test that he passed with the wife of Potiphar and the purity that he maintained while being in the land of Mitzrayim, which was the ultimate place of Ervas Haaretz, of Pigam HaBris. So the term tzaddik represents Tikkun HaBris. Shehu bechinas chagor charbecho al yorech. And we know that there's a pasuk that says, attach your sword to your thigh, meaning that this sword that's going to be used to fight our enemies is dependent on the yerech, on the thigh, which is merames to the union of Tikkun HaBris. Ki ikar haklei zayin shezoicha hatzadik lekabel al yedei haTorah. Because the main weaponry and power that the tzaddik achieves through the Torah that he draws down, lahachnia hamoyne me'eretz Yisrael, in order to eliminate the obstacles that block us from getting to Eretz Yisrael, kol ze zoicha kefi tikkun habris. The tzaddik achieves that based on his level of tikkun habris, kimuvon b'hatorah hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran. Ayin Shom, take a look over there, Mashakosav ala Pasuk, how Rabbeinu Zal explains the Pasuk where the messengers that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to Edom, they tell the king of Edom, Ato yodato es kol atlo, you know everything we went through in Egypt. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Ato yodato daiko. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say those words, you know? Because Edom, Esav, represents Pegam HaBris, red, blood, the opposite of whiteness, purity. Ubifrat Golus Mitzrayim, and especially the exile that the Jews spent all of that time in Egypt, Shehoya al Pegam HaBris, which the Sifrei Kabbalah explain was because of Pegam HaBris, on the part of Odom HaRishon and on the part of the brothers selling Yosef into slavery. Yosef is the tzaddik. Speaking against Yosef HaTzaddik and selling him into slavery is also an aspect of Pegam HaBris. Ayin Shom Heitev, look over there in chapter 20 in Likut Imran, in paragraph 11, there Rabbeinu Zal includes this, that this is another very important piece of the puzzle, that the tzaddik has to be able to draw down Torah through his prayer and attaching himself to all those that are present. But again, a major factor that's going to determine his success in this is the Tikkun HaBris of the Tzaddik. Umuvan Sham, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shehakol Tolui B'Tikkun HaBris, that all of this is also dependent on Tikkun HaBris. V'zeh Bechinas Lulav, and that's what the Lulav represents, Bechinas Tzaddik Katomor Yifroch. The Tzaddik, which is the Midah of Yesoid, is compared to a tomor, to a palm tree, to the Lulav. Bechinas Cherev Pifios. And the Lulav represents that double-edged sword, which is the power of Tefillah. Bechinas Chagor Charbecho Al Yorech. Attach the sword to the thigh. Shezoiche HaTzaddik Al Yidei Tikkun HaBris. The Tzaddik is Zoiche to have power in his prayer through his Tikkun HaBris. And that's what enables his prayer to help him lahamshich Torah, to draw down Torah. Bibchinanal, on the level that we spoke about here, where his Torah is these malochim, ad shezoiche lekabel haklei zayin besukkos, until he's zoiche to receive the weapons on Sukkos. Again, through Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we're involved in the tefillah, and the Torah, and the Tikkun HaBris, all of these factors. Yom Kippur especially is a time when the husband and wife are apart, an extra time of Kiddusha. And through this, we're zoiche on Sukkos to receive these weapons, Shein Bechinas Lulav, Kedei Lahachni Al Yidei Zeh, Hamoina Me'eretz Yisrael. In order to defeat through this the obstacles blocking us from getting Teretz Yisrael. V'alkein oigdim im halulav hadas varvei nochal. And this is why we attach to the lulav the hadasim and the arovois. Arvei nochal v'arovois zebechinas rishoyim upoyshe Yisrael kamuva. It's brought in the Medrash and in other places that the arovois, which have no smell and no taste, they represent those people who have no Torah and no mitzvahs. Rishoyim, Poishe Yisroel. Hainu ma shehatzadik mekasher esatzmoy im kol harishoyim. The tzaddik is the one who attaches himself to everyone, the tzaddikim, and even all the rishoyim, kedei lahachnia harash shalahem, in order to eliminate their ra, ulahachziram b'tshuva, and to get them to return to do tshuva. And it's by the tzaddik bringing these people to tshuva, this is what enables the tzaddik to be able to draw down a major, major flow of Torah. The rock opens up and waters flow. Because based on the number of souls that the tzaddik is zoche to repair, that defines how much holiness is generated up in heaven. And that enables the tzaddik to draw down a huge amount of Torah. And this is why the Torah mentions in many places that the arovos, the weeping willow, grows usually near water, near a swamp, that kind of place. Zeremes shetikun ho arovos shein bechinas harishoyim, hu'al yedei shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. This reminds us of another message that we had in this chapter of Likutei Moran, that one of the major factors that enables the tzaddik to repair these rishoyim is his prayer, that before he gives his shir, he has to pour out his heart to Hashem. And the pasuk compares that to shifchi kamayim libech noicha pnei Hashem. Spill your guts before Hashem in prayer like water. Hainu al yidei ribui rachamim v'tachnunim. Through the major prayers and pleadings that the tzaddik pleads with Hashem before he brings down the Torah, this is what enables the tzaddik to draw down a lot of Torah, shehi bechinas mayim, which is also compared to water. The Torah is compared to water. The Torah is called meimei hadas, the waters of knowledge, the yam hachochma, and the prayer that the tzaddik gives before his divrei Torah is also compared to water. Shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem.
Also, Avay Nachal, Nachal Novam Mekoch Chochma,
Interesting that arovois are called arve nachal because again they usually grow near a stream of water, and the term nachal is used to refer to the waters of chachma coming down to the world, the waters of Torah. Nachal noveya mekor chachma. Exactly. Any questions, please, before we close?
Number one about Yerach, as a remez to Briz, don't we find that when Avraham Avinu asked Eliezer to swear, he had told him to place his hand on his Yerach. That was the only mitzvah he had at the time. Is that the same Indian, I would think?
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay, another question, or another point really, that as I understand it, the Arizal spent most of his life and achieved just about all of his madregas, Davki and Mitzrayim. I don't know if anyone talks about that, but it seems very significant that he was able to do that, not in Eretz Yisrael. He spent very little time in Eretz Yisrael.
It is brought, I've seen it brought, and it's mentioned that it was near a source of water. I believe it was near the Nile River. I believe in the Shvachi Arizal it mentions it, or I've seen it in other Sforim, that in order for a Navi, a prophet, to receive Nevuah, he has to be in Eretz Yisrael, or if he's outside of Eretz Yisrael, it has to be specifically near a body of water. And if I recall correctly, by the Arizal, it mentions this, it makes mention of this. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. Because his father passed away, his mother moved to Egypt at the time, where he had an uncle who was wealthy, who was able to support them and give the Arizal the opportunity to learn Torah. And it was there, I believe, near a body of water specifically, that the Arizal was able to receive this Hashra, this Ruach HaKodesh. And again, we're stressing, we know Rabbeinu Zal, our Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman, spent a very short part of his life in Eretz Yisrael. But these tzaddikim, number one, were a tzaddik of this caliber, wherever he is, it's a bechina of Eretz Yisrael. And these tzaddikim are deeply, deeply connected to Eretz Yisrael. They're not Mesir Das for a moment. They don't forget for a moment that our connection to Hashem is through Eretz Yisrael.
Also, I pointed out that of all the, just about all of the Yomim Tovim that we observe, the only ones that occurred in Eretz Yisrael, the commemorative events that occurred in Eretz Yisrael, were the Tainesim and Hanukkah. The Regalim were all in Chutz Laaretz, and Purim was in Chutz Laaretz.
Correct. I believe, if I recall, Rav Nosson Zal speaks about that, about the issue of Purim and certain other Chagim, you know, coming from Eretz Yisrael, coming from Chutz Laaretz, why it had to be that way. Anyone else, please?
I'm sorry.
Yes, please.
I just wanted to add a little point that Sichas Aran, the two pieces which talks about Sukkot, they're connected, but one of them explains deep concept of Shara Kavonas about bringing Chassodim to the Arba Minim. So in a sense, it goes very nicely with Torah right now, which we're learning that truthfully, you know, the person has to come and beg Hashem for Chassodim. That's how he really gets his weapons. And I think Zohar, which talks a lot about this also, says why we're really sure what we need because of Chesed from Hashem. That Hashem is going to be kind to us. So these two things are very connected.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
We want to wish everyone a wonderful week. Shubi Zohar to Yeshuais and Refuais. And to appreciate the privilege of being in Eretz Yisrael. Again, being in Eretz Yisrael doesn't just mean physically being here. It means consciousness that Hashem has given Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael means the Jews that are physically in Eretz Yisrael and the Jews that aren't. All of us are wired and connected to Eretz Yisrael. We should be zeichet to draw from Eretz Yisrael, from Shabbos, all the bracha that we need, Mitzvah Hashem.